That we do.
Mm-hmm. Last night we sent Murphy out with a tape recorder.
What happened?
Well, the Star Wars fans, they didn't take well to some of our questions. Mm.
They didn't.
And, well, a lot of, I know you've heard that old saying, don't shoot the messenger.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people shot the messenger last night.
Oh, no.
Not literally, of course, but many pointed barbs and insults coming the way of Dennis Murphy.
Oh, dear, so he got a little heat.
Yeah, well, we sent him out with a list of questions like, how do you spell loser?
Mm-hmm.
Is your family disappointed in you?
Right, right.
Yeah, I think the crankiness, once again, has multiplied, and the tape ends with, Dennis brought back about 80 minutes of tape, which we got down to about 7, and it ends with a lady asking Dennis, could you please leave?
Oh.
Yeah, so that's sort of
the they've been there since Sunday.
These are people that have been in line for 3 days
waiting for a movie that was going to air at 10 o'clock this morning, and Dennis was out there last night.
The real reason he went out was to sell his awful t-shirts.
Right.
And, we decided since he was doing that, we'd give him a project to do. Give him a tape recorder, give him a list of funny questions, and it's just awful. I call this episode Revenge of the Star Wars Fans.
So they got it up on Dennis, huh?
Yeah, we'll be hearing that in a few minutes here. Listen, got to set this up right now for tomorrow so we don't get caught with our pants down like we did a month ago when that pussy boy, Robbie Knievel, decided not to jump because it was a little cold outside. Tomorrow night, he's making the jump across the Grand Canyon.
Right.
And once again, we're going to put the word out. Any of our listeners from Vegas?
Right.
You're very close to Grand Canyon, a couple hours away. If you want to make the drive from Reno, hell, even if you want to make the drive from Northern California.
We'd like to get our names on the TV again.
We are going
to
offer that cash bonanza of
$1,000. $1,000 American.
However, let's make no bones about it. It cannot be off mic.
Right.
It cannot be a la Rob Grippy where we have to... Robbie, would you grab the tape of the last time this happened?
Yeah, this will be an example of what we don't want, and we will not pay for this.
Right. If you do it like this, you're not going to get any money from us.
You need loud and clear.
Right.
Yeah, the names, and, it has to be Robbie.
Don and Mike, Robbie. All right, here's the last Robbie Knievel jump, where he decided not to go.
Gary, tough decision by you guys. I know it's something very painful for you to have to make, but Robbie touched on what was going on with him in the fight and what the problems were. Talk to me specifically about the ramps and why that would be a problem with all the weather conditions we've had.
Well, the fact that they've been frozen all night was a real problem for me.
Hear that kind of in the background?
Let me tell you where Mr. Grippy was in error there. What he did was, the only thing that he emphasized at the end was the Robbie. He didn't emphasize the most important name,
Don and Mike.
And he should have said that slowly and loudly, and he failed to do that.
So, if you want to go to the Grand Canyon tomorrow night, make your way to the spot where they're doing the Fox broadcast.
That's right.
You get on TV with a clear, audible shot.
Yes.
Don and Mike, Robbie, right there. We got the cake for you.
If you've had any professional theater training, it could aid you in this. If you can project.
We had a guy, I think, last time from Vegas that said he was already planning on going back out again.
That's good.
Right. This time. So, you know, more power to him if he can go.
The lay of the land out there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hello, we're here.
Hey, you guys hear about that new Austin Powers movie? What the name of the henchman's going to be?
The name of the henchman's?
Yeah, it's a Dr. Evil. He's going to be called Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard?
The henchman's going to be.
Okay. He's going to be fat, and food's going to be falling out of his mouth while he talks.
Get me Fat Bastard. Our audience, as you know, very media savvy.
Yes, of course.
Very media savvy. Telling us about the henchmen's. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go to the jump tomorrow for Knievel.
Really? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Vegas.
Okay. Excellent.
And I happen to be friends with Robbie a little bit. And,
cool.
Got VIP passes. I'm on the guest list, so I'll be there. What do you want me to do for you?
Well, haven't we outlined it? What you have to do is get over by where the guys of the turtlenecks will be doing the play-by-play.
Right.
And
last time.
When they have a brief pause in a sentence, get as close as you can to the microphones, and then you got to scream for all you're worth, Don and Mike, Robbie!
You got it.
You're the man. If you've got VIP passes, that's all the better.
I have all access. I can go up to the ramp. I can go anywhere. So
wow.
All
really?
Access. That's good.
Really? Okay.
Well, then you would be the early favorite.
I'm the early favorite. And I get $1,000 for this?
If it is audible on television, but it can't be muddled in the background.
Right.
I mean, it's got to be clear as a bell. Like, remember when Lewis the Retard screamed out her names at Jerry Seinfeld?
Yep.
It's got to be clear like that.
That's oh, it'll be clear.
Okay.
You guys will love it. Dawn and Mike rule.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, good. Good. Well, it sounds like we've got an in. We'll believe it when we hear it.
Right. Hello, Dawn and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to audition for Mike's summer camp, if I could.
What is the impression that you've chosen to share with us today?
I am going to attempt to imitate Ronald Reagan imitating Ted Kennedy.
Like Ronald Reagan is in Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan is in Ronald Reagan.
I was going to say, it's a bad setup already.
I don't like the setup either.
But, you know, give it a shot, I guess.
Okay, you ready? Well, when I returned, there is no Indiana.
No, no, I'm that guy of his misery, Mike.
No, thank you, Don, and I appreciate you doing that for me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Saves me a lot of letter writing.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hello there.
Well, that was us on the radio. Just heard us on the radio.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You guys kick ass.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for the affirmation.
Yes,
kick ass. We kick ass.
Oh, you know where we kick ass?
Where?
I'll tell you where we kick ass. In the sleepy town of Hagerstown, Maryland.
Hagerstown!
Where today, in the newspaper, in the Daily Mail, a guy named Tim Rowland wrote an editorial, a pro Don and Mike editorial.
Well, 2 days in a row, good publicity.
About what happened in Hagerstown. And yesterday, when I read you, was from like one of those free hippie newspapers.
Right, this is the regular Hagerstown paper?
This is the real rag.
Good.
Okay. Guy wrote a whole editorial about us. It says, Don and Mike's Las Vegas-style show, Hagerstown version.
Very good.
Okay. The guy's name is Tim Rowland. Front page of the local section.
Very good.
Well, you can't say we haven't had an eclectic lineup of entertainment in Hagerstown over the last month. Don and Mike, Don Imus, Carrot Top, Willie Nelson.
There it is.
If you're hot for a who's who of dysfunctional entertainers, there's no need to leave the city limits of Hagerstown. There was a little more riding on the Don and Mike, Don Imus radio bandwagons because their shows are broadcast to millions of listeners each nationwide. And in both cases, local hotels took it on the chin. Don and Mike took out their venom on Monday on the Ramada Inn, excuse me, or more specifically, Barracuda's Nightclub, where they were scheduled to play one of their Filtorama Las Vegas-style shows. Problem was, 2 minutes before the show, Barracuda's management apparently told the radio team that they could still do their dirty show, it just couldn't be dirty. Poor Don and Mike. Welcome to Hagerstown, where they think the Scopes monkey trial was about the right of primates to use mouthwash.
This guy's good.
Of course, Don and Mike are sort of like me in that the more screwed up things get, the better the entertainment value. And entertain, they did. Spending about an hour of Monday's radio show graphically detailing Hagerstown backwoodsdom before an audience of 5 million listeners on 60 stations. Now, I suppose you can argue that the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style strip show doesn't fit in with Washington County's community values. You know about community values, what everyone champions in public, but no one practices in private. But honestly, and listen to this guy is so right on.
Right.
But honestly, is Barracuda's, the local quickie mart of teased hair and tattoos, muscle shirts and stirrup pants, blue light special, the bargain basement, we put the me and meaningful relationship loving, really the one to be saying for shame to Don and Mike?
That's excellent.
This is a bad photocopy. I'm having trouble making this out. I mean, this is a place with the ugliest, wildest painted wall art this side of Berlin, depicting a ripped, bare-chested male and a buxom beach broad in a bikini that's about as functional as a Honda Civic cup holder is to a 7-Eleven Big Gulp, if you understand what I'm saying, and all of a sudden offended by smut. Who died and made them Pat Robertson?
Hey, there you go!
Rave. It's a rave.
Oh, fantastic.
At any rate, please, what was worse? Don and Mike pride themselves on their free performances, but Barracuda's, according to a number of callers, took the opportunity to make a buck on the side, charging $5 admission against Don and Mike's wishes and without their knowledge, a scheme the pair broadcast loud and nationwide. So there you have it. Now, all America not only knows how prudish we are, but how cheap we are as well. The Barracudas could have somehow fronted our failure, of our drivers to understand turn signals.
Let me start this one over again.
Okay?
That's a bad copy, man.
If Barracudas could have somehow fronted our failure of our drivers to understand turn signals, the nation would have been treated to the whole Hagerstown shooting match.
Yes, there must be some traffic issue up there.
Not everything in Hagerstown made out so bad. Sushi connoisseur Don loved the House of Kobe. Non-sushi connoisseur Mike did not, although he acknowledged the food was promising enough that there's nothing that a deep fryer wouldn't cure. The Dairy Queen got good marks, too, as did Dual Highway. I like the straightforward approach to naming the Dual, and that there is one set of lanes going in one direction and a second set going in the other, hence the name Dual.
Dual, there you go.
All this time in Hagerstown, and it took a total stranger to unlock that mystery for me.
Hey, I love it. I love it when somebody gets the joke, man. That is fantastic.
Pretty good.
Kind of the way we feel about the whole situation.
Pretty good. Good editorial there, Tim Rowland.
Thank you, Tim. Very good. Good job.
Very nice.
Nice to know that they've got some thinking folks up in Hagerstown.
It's going in the old scrapbook.
Excelente.
Old Dynamite scrapbook. And look, just went in the scrapbook.
There it goes.
Filed away forever in our circular scrapbook.
That's permanent. Yeah, yeah. Look, try to find that in a month.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Fellas.
Yes.
Hey, I went to the Star Wars review. I'll let you guys this morning.
I have to stop because I didn't understand what you just said.
Okay. I went with the Tiffany Amber Thyssen lookalike.
Ah, very good.
Oh, you're the guy
This is the guy that won one of the Love Connections yesterday.
Right. The Love Connections.
To go to the Star Wars premiere this morning. We gave away a bunch of tickets on yesterday's episode.
And we met Tiffany Amber Thyssen yesterday.
Yes, that's correct. Let me tell you something.
Let me just say something. Because she's not here right now. That's kind of a stretch.
Oh, it's a big stretch.
For her to say that she looked like Tiffany Amber Thyssen.
But, you know, before the show, and we were, you know, we didn't want to make any enemies.
Of course.
3 hours of my life I will never get back.
Oh, really that bad, huh?
Oh.
Well, I tell you.
Oh, you know something? I mean, I knew, but it was free. You know, I had to go with you on that. This is probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, the fans, I'll tell you something, though, were unaffected, unfazed.
Of course.
People running out of there screaming about how much they loved it, running into TV cameras screaming, and the stench was overpowering.
Oh, no. Well, don't you remember, this guy went to the 10 o'clock showing. We got a ticket for that, and that's
right.
The showing that all the people have been waiting outside for 3 days to get into.
Well, I just hope that the theater owners had the presence of mind to spray a little Scotchgard on the
nothing
seat.
Of the sort. In fact, I felt the need to contribute my own, Mike, by having a delicious plate of eggs before.
God. All right. Well, thank you. Glad you at least liked the experience.
Well, I got to thank you guys. I got to say something. Meeting you all, I had to say that Mike O'Mara appeared to me. This is for the listeners that will never get the chance maybe to meet.
Yes. Watch.
Well, I'll have to say you guys appear exactly as I imagined, with Don way up in the mic, unable to sit down, completely amped up, and Michael, two hands down his pants, completely at ease.
What do you mean two hands down my pants?
Did you have your hands in your pants pocket yesterday when this guy was in
there? You had the tips of your fingers under the belt enjoying the mic.
Oh, okay, all right. You mean like this? Like sitting like this?
Yeah.
With my feet up.
Gingerly but firmly caressing.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's how we always describe the show.
That's the way it is all the time. That's very good.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, my dear friend.
Pants? I mean, sometimes.
Not when the people come in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hello there.
Hi, this is Tony in Bakersfield. How you doing today?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, did you guys see ESPN lately? They're doing the top 50 athletes of the century.
Oh, I bet I know what you're going to talk about.
And
oh, my God, hold on. Number 35.
Being horse.
Yeah, number 35, the 35th greatest athlete of all time. It's a horse.
A horse? Imagine
Secretariat? Yeah. Imagine how Walter Payton feels. Walter Payton was like number 41. Congratulations.
Mickey Mantle, 37.
Congratulations, Walter Payton, Mickey Mantle. You guys aren't as great an athlete as a dumb horse.
A horse. Give me a break.
A horse. Yeah, right.
Please. And did you hear that guy, I guess the guy that took the swing at the horse at the Preakness the other day? Now he's pleading he didn't remember. He doesn't remember the entire incident.
I saw a video today.
And tell me that's a lawyer not getting to the guy. You know,
Listen, what you did was so completely over the top, you're going to have to tell the judge you don't remember anything.
Well, his lawyer also says he has a history of manic depression, so we're building up to that insanity defense.
There you go.
Wow. Hello, Don on my show.
Don?
Yes.
I went and saw the movie last night, and I kind of liked it, man.
Well, I'm not surprised.
The movie kicked ass, man. You're a retard. And so that guy who just called in, man. There was nothing.
Yeah, right. You sound very intelligent. I will admit right now that I'm wrong, and you're absolutely right.
You know, Don thinks you're so correct. Why don't you do this? You know what?
Idiot. How could you
hold
say
on a second. Hold on a second.
That movie.
We're going to give you a chance. You know what? Because we've given a lot of negative reviews. How about a totally positive review from you and you know, just take it from the top, and we'll give you, you know, your chance to give it a positive review. You know, like you're reviewing it for, like, a newspaper, and give us your review.
All right, fine. Well, first off, you said that you checked your watch.
No, that's not a review.
No. Give me a review. What did you make of it?
Not a personal attack. You want to just give a review here.
It was everything I wanted to see. The only thing that was possibly wrong with the movie was that the little retarded kid was, like, you know, he kept saying cool and, you know, awesome when he was driving the spaceship around. If they'd taken that out, the movie would have been perfect.
Right, he's not well-spoken like you.
Slow parts. Just to, you know, you're too thick-headed to understand what they're talking about.
Right, well, as I said earlier, it's obvious that I'm going to bow to a man of much greater integrity.
Yes.
A man that's much suaver than I am.
Absolutely.
Yes, you are the Renaissance man, and I am but the fumbling bumpkin who can't realize a good movie when I see it. It's very easy.
Oh, yeah, and another thing.
It's very easy for us to get shot down by a wordsmith like you.
You keep saying you're the weak.
Now the rub comes out.
They use that kind of language on our show.
There you go. Dink.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and my show.
Come on, man. This is a great movie, man. What are you talking about, Don?
You're an idiot, Don.
You're an idiot.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Hagerstown.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I tried to get in the Barracudas, and I walked in the door, and I didn't even get to the door. I walked up, and he asked me for money, and he's getting ready to give him the money, and then he says, I need to see your ID. So I give him my ID, and he says I wasn't old enough for a fake ID. That was a Maryland State driver's license.
All right, well, listen, the horror stories continue from our weekend in Hagerstown.
Oh, man, it was such an abomination. Very, very sad for all the people that got hit up for money there.
Thank goodness that editorial board is there from the local newspaper.
That's right, policing the entire town of Hagerstown
to set things right.
That's right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Yeah, I got the record for J.O. in a day.
You got the record for J-O-ing in a day? How many times?
Five.
Oh, that's not
I don't think that's a record. Because I'm not working. That's what I'm funny because I'm not working.
You know what? I'm proud of you. Five times is a great J-O number, but I don't think it's the record.
I think there are individuals all over the fruited plain that have probably smited upon your five-time record.
I think that guy that called to tell me I'm an idiot about Star Wars, I bet he's already J-O'd at least five times today.
Absolutely. As long as he has the instructions next to him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Rod just noticed that I'm feeling very, very comfortable.
Mike, hold on. Mike is out unbuttoning his pants. And see, you do have both of your hands down the front of your
all
pants.
All the way, yes, fully.
Now
when we have company in here, though, that guy was lying.
Yes, those are two from Vegas.
Yeah, the local cub reporter here reporting on the terribly breezy conditions in Vegas.
The terribly what conditions?
Breezing.
Oh, is it windy out there again?
Yeah, the local news media predicted wind shears up to 40 miles an hour at the canyon tonight.
I hope he doesn't wuss out again.
Oh, that'll suck, yeah.
He's gonna, you know, he's gotta go now.
You know, that's the thing, though. I believe that he canceled because he did fear that he wouldn't be able to do it and that he would die. Mm-hmm. And now, if there are really wind shears,
he's gotta go, though.
If he has to go, but I mean, if he doesn't go.
Now, if he doesn't go, forget about it. He's finished.
Yeah, that might be true.
He's gotta go.
Coming out to Vegas.
What?
Is Dennis coming out to Vegas?
No, Dennis is lucky he made it to the Star Wars premiere last night.
Please, come on. Hello, Dynamite Show. Bummer.
Hello.
Bummer every summer.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Baldy.
I'm going to be going up to Camden Yards, and I was wondering if I yelled Don and Mike Marty in honor of Marty Bass if I get any money.
No, of course I'd go to Camden Yards where 40 people would hear you, please. Come on, you're going to reach more people by opening your window and screaming outside.
No, we got Robbie Geneva to take care of tonight.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yep. All right, last call here. Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, what's up, Cockers?
Hey, you wrecking freetard.
What's up, Fictasis?
I'm so afraid of this game. Yes. I don't know why, but it's that circus. The reason I had low SAT scores.
Hey, you lick dicker.
Sick duggers.
Hey, you.
Hold on, let me think of a good one.
You fukits stucker. Did he already say fig puckers?
No,
he didn't go to a mic.
Fig puckers. Yes, Lily, I have to go with that one.
Tit sheds.
Okay. You
frog ducker.
Oh.
Ah, very good, very good.
Sipple knuckers.
What was that one again?
Sipple knuckers.
Nipple suckers.
Oh, okay. Well, you can say that one front.
Yeah.
Oh, we win.
We win.
We win. Victory for us.
Later, Lunsies.
Oh, you some dickhead.
What a boostag.
You can say douchebag.
I know, but I like saying douchebag better.
One last thing before we go to break, and then we'll do the touchstones, and we'll listen to Dennis's tape and get on with the rest of today's show.
Good.
That includes strippers coming down to plead their case.
Yeah, better pull your pants up, Mike.
Strippers coming in to plead their case against the IRS today that they're being unfairly tax
audited
for their many tips that they get that they don't declare.
My many tips.
I'm watching the Rosie O'Donnell show today.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the show hasn't aired around the country yet, so just to give you a heads up that there's a great, great moment in this show, and it's one that you can't hear. I mean, if we were to play a tape of it, it wouldn't convey the moment that happened.
Okay.
She has Tom Selleck on the show.
Okay.
And Tom Selleck's talking about his new crappy movie, whatever it is, some love movie.
This is Rosie O'Donnell?
Right. And she says, okay, now when we come back, they do a whole break talking about his crappy movie. She says, when we come back, we're going to talk about the NRA. Because you, Tom Selleck, are a spokesman for the NRA.
Right.
And he goes, you know, well, all right, I'm cool with that. So they go to commercial, and they come back, and she starts a debate with him, which is not a debate.
Right.
What it is Rosie O'Donnell screaming at Tom Selleck.
So it's kind of an ambush interview.
Oh, it's a total ambush. And Tom Selleck was so pissed that at one point, he's just looking at her. She's just like screaming at him, going off at him. And, you know, keep in mind, as far as the NRA issue goes, I'm on Rosie O'Donnell's side. I agree with what she was saying.
Yeah,
yet
absolutely.
I found myself rooting for Tom Selleck
because she did it so poorly.
You know, here's a guy that comes on the show to promote a movie, and she wants to pin him on this thing with the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going off on him, and he's making some good points and saying that as far as he's concerned, there's room for compromise, and
right,
he doesn't speak for the whole NRA.
Right.
And then she keeps going, and he says, and he never let his voice get above.
But he's getting irritated.
You got to watch his body language. You got to get a tape of this because he starts crossing his legs and he turns away from her. And he says, well, can I tell you something? Don't take this the wrong way. That's a very stupid argument. And then under his breath, he says, you're stupid. And while this is going on, she's still going off on him.
Sure. Yeah.
She says, well, are you a spokesman for the NRA? And he says, I did a commercial for them. She says, that makes you a spokesman. Did you read the copy? And he looks at her and he says, I read the copy for everything that I do. It's a commercial. I thought I was coming on this show to promote my movie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get me into debate on this? He says, frankly, I don't think this is right, and I'm not going to do this with you. And then when he really gets it, he says, and look, your audience doesn't seem to be enjoying this. This isn't why they came to the show today. And there is silence from the audience.
Oh, wow, really?
There's
a diva. She's a bit of a diva, as we all know.
And then she starts with her backpedaling, where she starts going, well, listen, I'm sorry. It's a my personal apologies. I thought you could come on and do this. And then he looks at her again and he says, I came on to promote my movie. That's all I wanted to do. Come on and promote my stupid little movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't come on to get in a discussion with the NRA with you. And then she says again, okay, well, I apologize. She puts her hand out. He won't take her hand.
Oh!
As they go to commercial, he's sitting with his back to her, faced around, and he looks so pissed off.
Oh, that is live TV. I love it.
Cool. And she says, well, okay, Tom Selleck. And then the last thing she does is she holds up a videotape of his movie. The movie, she goes, here's the movie called Love Letters. And he looks at her and he goes,
like, yeah, well, now you're going to promote my movie after we've been arguing here for 5 minutes?
Oh, I'd love that. I wish I'd seen that.
The great video. Great video.
Oh, fantastic.
Because she pulled him into the middle of something that obviously he didn't want to be part of.
Sure.
And at one point, you know, maybe we should get a videotape of that.
You know, she doesn't do the right side in this issue any good when she does that type of thing.
Look at this.
Oh, we got it.
It's here.
We got it already.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic.
Can we throw that on somewhere?
We're doing it right now.
Working on
right
now.
Way to go, Rob.
All right, we come back. Maybe I'll be able to translate some of the body language for you.
Oh, excellent.
You'll definitely hear this.
Oh, that's great.
All right, hold on. Here's a guy that saw it, too. You see that Rosie show?
Oh, I loved it. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen on television.
Wasn't Tom Selleck pissed off?
Oh, he was so pissed off. I've never seen such a cold moment on a television show.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Now I want to see it.
It was fantastic because he and the looks that he's giving her are looks that indicate, you know, you stupid cow.
Silence. He looked like he wanted to take every one of those Star Wars figures and shove them right up.
I'll tell you right now, you know, and the reason Rosie did that, of course, she doesn't succumb to the same powers that Tom has over hetero women.
Oh my. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She's a faggo. She's a faggo. All right, well, we'll listen to that tape. We'll put that on the agenda, too.
Thanks. So what I was going to say is, with that argument, remember, she didn't do the just cause of the anti-NRA people, and it helped. She actually did more damage than she did good.
Yeah.
Way to go, Rosie.
Even in the beginning, where they're just discussing it, he's discussing in a regular, moderated tone of voice. You know, he's very neutral. She's going, well, I think there's room for compromise, and I think a lot of it has to do with the society that we're in today, and you got to look at all the elements of society, and then, you know, when she gets her rebuttal, she goes, but wait, you got attack weapons, why are we talking attack weapons? Why, you do ads for the NRA, you do ads for the NRA.
So in a way, she's preaching nonviolence in a very violent way.
Yeah, right, you know that Tom Selleck wanted to smack her in the face. He totally wanted to smack her. Well, good. Robbie, get us a VCR, we'll watch it in here.
Excellent.
I can show you the body language on that.
I can't
wait. Action test. All right. Well, listen, a lot of stuff coming up, obviously, on today's show. Let's start
right
now with some toe-tapping touch tones, and there they are. We got a prize package selected especially for you. And your first chance today to qualify to win the $5,000 we are giving away next Friday.
That's right. Friday is the day.
Free money day next Friday. One person wins $5,000. You might as well get in on it. Be caller 100 right now at 1-800-636-1067.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
They love to make private. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Love it. Can't get enough of it. Making private.
Making private is good.
Making private in public is even better. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show here.
Am I calling 100?
Yes. What is your name, please?
Keith Hall.
Who, please?
Keith Hall.
Keith Hall.
That's it.
Where are you from, Keith?
Las Vegas.
Beautiful. Listening on 105.1?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Caller 100, and you've won a DVD of the movie Belly.
Belly!
This movie does not star Rob Spiewak.
Oh, not Dom DeLuise.
A realistic urban drama highlighted by an all-star hip-hop cast.
All right, Belly.
Currently available to rent your local video store, but wait. We've also qualified to win $5,000 that we are giving away on this show a week from Friday.
That sounds great.
It's Keith Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Keith Hall.
It's the Keith Hall Experience we're listening to right now.
Keith Hall Show.
Keith, $5,000 are given away, courtesy Advantage Title. If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, you can do the same thing we're doing at the show on Friday night.
It's Keith Hall Show.
Call Advantage Title for all your real estate needs. And we thank them for the money. The $5,000 are given away next Friday. Call Robert and Tommy at 1-800-573-7770. This has been the Keith Hall Show.
Keith Hall Show.
Keith Hall Show.
Keith
Hall. It's the Keith Hall Show. Starring Keith Hall.
Keith.
Hall. It's the Keith Hall Show. All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Well, the chief didn't appreciate it.
I'll tell you, that was wasted.
Yes.
That was a beautiful bit of something we were doing that was wasted on Mr. King Kong.
Didn't deserve it.
All right, we got the tape of Rosie O'Donnell with Tom Selleck getting mad at her.
I love this.
Excellent. This is about 4 minutes into the interview now, where Tom Selleck has talked calmly about the NRA,
right,
and she's kind of been a nut job about guns.
Okay. You dim the lights a little bit, Robbie, so I can see this.
So what you want to do is, pretty much in this, take the issue out of this
and just analyze it from the pure awkward standpoint.
Yeah,
right?
I think that she has ambushed this guy who came on her show just to talk about his stupid new movie, as he will allude to here.
Walk into a pawn shop or a hardware store and buy a high-capacity magazine weapon that could kill a lot of people, and they didn't do it. The question we ought to be asking is, look, suicide is a tragedy. And it's a horrible...
It's still not mad at her yet.
40 years ago, particularly men and even young men, when they were suicidal...
He's stressed, though, you can tell.
Their brains.
He's been frowning a lot.
In today's world... someone who is
just from today's Rosie home, show
nurses their grievance, develops a rage, and it's just as suicidal, but they take 20 people with them. There's something changed in our culture. That's not as simple.
But you can't say that guns don't bear a responsibility. If the nurses are the Tech 9 assault rifle, why would the NRA be against assault rifles? This is a gun that can shoot 5 bullets in a second. This is the gun that those boys brought into the school. Why the NRA wouldn't say it's a matter of compromise?
All right, now let me pause this for a second. You'll notice that when he's talking, let me just give everybody a little play-by-play on this. When he's talking, he's sitting in the chair.
Right.
He's relaxed. He has his arms on either of the arm places on the side of the chair. When she goes to talk,
right,
she grabs his arm.
Yes.
And like when she's talking about assault rifles,
right,
she's grabbing his arm and shaking his arm. And now is the first point when he starts, when she's talking, watch him as he shakes his head.
And she is projecting quite light. She doesn't need a microphone. She's giving him the Ethel Merman treatment right now.
But now, watch him, because now's when this is nonverbal, where he'll start to shake his head.
Right.
And you know he's thinking, are you stupid cow?
Yeah, he gave her the first thought.
Right, that's exactly what he did.
Right, so here we go. All right, back to this now.
Well, that play. Got it.
Pause again.
Play.
Hit
pause again.
Hit pause
again. Unpause it. All right. There we go.
That's
good. I'm not. I can't speak for the.
But you're their spokesperson, Tom. You have to be responsible for what they say.
I'm not a
but if you put your name out and say,
"I'm
Tom Selleck,"
my mouth. I'm not a spokesperson.
But you're saying that you
said you'd be. Now you're questioning my humanity.
No, not your humanity. I think you're a very humane man. I'm saying
well,
that if
just
you say,
I disagree with you, but I think you're being.
But you can't say that I will not take responsibility for anything you're doing.
I got to rewind
that.
He takes this deep breath, which is just like,
that was
the first time when he said to her, I think you're being stupid.
I think you're being stupid.
I'm
well,
saying that
just
if you
say, I disagree with you, but I think you're being
but
stupid.
But you can't say that I will not take responsibility for anything the NRA represents if you're saying that you're going to do an ad for the NRA.
Oh, is he exasperated?
You can't say that. Do you think you can?
Look, there's, you know, you're carefully skirting this. It's an act of moral vanity.
See, right now, this doesn't translate because you're only hearing it. You got to see him.
Right.
He is so pissed.
He took this deep breath.
Cares any less or is any less.
I never said you cared less.
Well,
no, I don't think you cared less, nor do I think the men in the NRA cared less. I simply
women
said,
too.
And the women. I simply said, why can there not be a compromise? On
there is a compromise.
What?
There's a compromise in enforcing laws. There's a compromise in not allowing kids with guns in school. The problem is, and what you don't seem to realize, you seem to have some sort of... look, we all hang out with people we agree with, and you have a very one-sided view of the fact. With what you don't understand is
as
laws that...
As does the NRA, and the people you hang out with in the NRA have a one-sided view as well.
I hang out with people in the NRA.
Okay, well, are you saying I hang out with people with my views? I said
people can.
We all tend to. The NRA does, and the on NRA
look at there he is again.
Yeah, this is a nice one-sided conversation, but you keep interrupting me. Remember how simple you said we were going to...
I let you talk for 4 minutes without saying one thing. I did. I didn't say one.
No. When he's saying this, when he's saying now, listen, you said you're going to have a nice civil conversation.
Right.
What he's doing now, he's pissed, but he's also patronizing her.
Yeah, he's talking now. He's mad at her now. It's official.
He's saying, you told us you're going to have a nice civil conversation. He looks at her and he pats on the desk like you would if you're talking to a little kid.
Yeah, absolutely. He is officially at the meteor stage right now.
But he's not as mad as yet.
And I should point out, she is also pissed. She is. This is a real battle royale here. They are both really hating each other right now. I love this.
But he just walked into it.
Yeah.
I feel for him.
All right, here we go.
Yes, asked the question about the what their philosophies are. And you don't want to...
I told you. When do you want to get to television and violence?
I agree.
Game shows.
I agree. Game shows.
And how do you reconcile it? What,
you mean video games? I agree.
Please let me finish. Let me just say one thing.
No, he's really
what you're really talking about, and what I'm talking about, is are we a responsible enough society in terms of television, in terms of guns, in terms of everything else, to be this free? That should frame the debate. My answer, unfortunately, in this culture, is probably not. But I'm going to go down with the civil liberty ship in all the Bill of Rights and apply them.
He said ship, not the F word.
No,
that's what I thought when I first heard it.
But again, just if you listen to what he says,
you can hear the dry throat. You can hear the stress in his voice.
He says
he has really been run through the mill here.
Right, and look at him now, right now, when I freeze frame him right now, Mike.
You know, it's just
does
like
he looks so
I
mad.
Would like to kill her.
So he's aspirated. But wait until we get to the part where he says your audience is really enjoying this.
I wonder if he's packing heat.
Here we go.
You can ask me specific questions about anything, but it's simply stupid political rhetoric.
You also have freedom of speech, but you're not allowed to scream fire in a crowded movie theater because it threatens the safety of other people. Assault weapons threaten the safety of other people. There's no reason, in my opinion, to have them. You want to have a hunting rifle? Great. You want to have a handgun?
Do you really think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution to guarantee hunting and target shooting? Do you really think that's the problem?
I think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution so that we can have muskets.
Look at him.
When the British people come over in 1800. I don't think it's in the Constitution.
Now he's going to turn it up a notch because now she said something that has kind of got the crowd behind
her. Yeah, well, she's right, too, and this is getting him angry here.
All right, now watch. But remember what I said. Don't take sides.
I'm not taking sides.
If you're pro-NRA or anti-NRA.
Right, I understand.
Just watch the dynamic here and know that she's a manipulator.
Right.
And now what she's done is she's now turned the audience against him.
Mm-hmm.
So now look at
him. Now he's going to get real mad.
Now he's pissed.
Okay. You gotta replay that whole thing where she mentions the muskets because you really hear that pregnant pause there.
And watch him when he looks at her. He looks at her like to say, okay. See the condescending way that he's nodding his head at her? Look at, he's just like, F you.
Is in the Constitution to guarantee hunting and target shooting? Do you really think that's a problem?
I think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution so that we could have muskets when the British people come over in 1800. I don't think it's in the Constitution.
Right there, you see his eyebrows? Like,
in the year 2000.
But you're an idiot.
But I'm wrong. I guess, you know, I mean, this is the problem. Here's what happens. The people with opposing views, there is no compromise because you feel attacked, I feel attacked. You feel misunderstood.
I'm attacked.
Well, I think that in a different...
I disagreed with you.
And I disagreed with you as well.
Look how mad he is.
But mine comes in the form of...
Look at it.
I haven't mentioned assault weapons once. I haven't mentioned a lot of things once. The nature of this debate is it, I didn't come on your show to have a debate. I came on your show to plug a movie. That's what I'm doing here.
Yes.
You think it's proper to have a debate about the NRA? I'm trying to be fair with you.
As I am trying to.
Absurd. You're calling me a spokesman for the NRA?
Tom, if you're a celebrity and you're doing an ad that says I am the NRA, then what should have been
have
a
free... Have you read the ad?
I have read the ad.
Good.
Did you read the ad?
I said
that
I read when I said.
Okay, well, I
did
too.
Oh, now. You see him shake his head now there? Where he says to her, I see them. I read them. Then he shakes his head like,
oh, he is so
stupid
hot.
Bitch.
He is so
mad at her. All right, let me rewind that again. Because he is right now.
She goes right back. He thinks it's over, and she goes right back to the attack.
I said that I read when I said.
Okay, well, I did too.
I got to rewind it a little bit. This is great.
Oh, this is so awkward.
I am the NRA. Then what should have been?
Have you read the ad?
I have read the ad.
Good.
Did you read the ad?
I said that I read when I said.
Okay, well, I did too. And, you know, this is not supposed to be a personal affront, and it's not. I don't think...
Well, it's certainly very entertaining. Look at the audience. Laughing and having a great old
time. Well, it's a serious subject. I don't think it's a lot to laugh about.
Look at now, he doesn't look at her anymore.
That's fine.
All right, well, this has not gone the way that I had hoped that it had gone, but I would like to thank you for
right, now look at now,
way, knowing that we do have differing views.
Look at his body language.
I decided to come on the show, and if you feel insulted by my questions, I apologize because it was not a personal...
Now, what he's doing now is stepping on it. I mean, really, it's just the wrong form for
now,
it.
At this point, Tom Selleck has turned his body away. He is no longer...
Look at that. You framed it right. Look at that leg. He is... First of all, he's not only is he pissed, but he is so completely exasperated. It is... And now, she seems to... You mentioned the backpedaling.
That's what she's trying
to
do.
And she can't rescue this.
And he won't have a part of this. Now, look at this. His head, he's sitting there. He's no longer facing her. He's like facing the audience. And his head is just down.
Oh, he is so hot.
He is just like... He's had the wind knocked out of him.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Pause. Let me rewind this just a little bit to get some of her. Oh, he is really... Like his hands are just hanging.
Yeah. And look at his head. Look at his head just go down. He's looking away.
For appearing anyway, knowing that we do have differing views, I was happy that you decided to come.
Shaking his head.
And if you feel insulted by my questions, I apologize because it was not a personal attack. I was meant to bring up the subject as it is in the consciousness of so many today. That was my intent. And if it was wrong, I apologize to you.
Look, he's not looking at her.
It's your show. And you can talk about it after I leave, too.
I thought I would give you an opportunity to discuss your side of it. This is what I hoped that I did, and if it was wrong, I'm sorry for that.
All right,
did you see that look?
He just goes, yeah, right, Rosie.
Did you see that?
Oh,
see, you got to see
God.
It because so yeah. much of it is what he's saying with his face and with his body.
His own number. And he has basically shut her out completely now. He is so mad, he doesn't want to have anything to say to her.
He's not looking at her, and when she says something...
She's holding up the movie. Yeah, thanks a lot for promoting my movie.
Here's the last part. This is the last good part, where she's going to plug his movie one more time.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go.
What I hoped that I did, and if it was wrong, I'm sorry.
Rolls his eyes.
All right, obviously, it didn't do much good. But The Love Letter is a great movie with Kate Capshaw, Tom, and Ellen DeGeneres. That is the reason you're here, and I thank you for coming to talk about
it. See the face that he makes?
On Friday. Tom Selleck, we'll be right back with Jake Boyd.
And now he's just shaking his head. Now he's shaking his head like, I can't believe this.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. Hey, but they got Bob Barker coming up. How to save the day. Wow. Oh,
was that a great tape?
God, that is incredibly awkward.
That's a pretty good tape.
And he, well, I would say it's a relatively safe bet he won't be going back on that show.
No kidding.
Not likely. Oh, my God.
You got to just see him. You got to see. He's at one point, his head, he's on TV on a talk show, sitting in the chair, and his head is just down looking at his shoes. And when she says something... He just looks up, and he never looks at her.
Right.
He's now just looking at the audience, and like I'm guessing, looking at his agent, like, how could you book me on this?
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, and the way it works normally is that, you know, they do these pre-interviews, they get them ready to come out there, and he had no idea that was coming.
She pulled a Jerry Springer on him.
That's what she did. Right. And, you know, that's a guy, I'm sure, that goes into the regular venue, and when they said, hey, we're going to talk about the NRA, I'm sure he's got it all prepared. He's not ready for that, and it was early in the morning.
This is fantastic, isn't it?
And then she is awkward at the end, and it's, oh, my God.
He's so pissed at her. He's so pissed.
Well, we called her that as far as, a, you know, just, she is so out of control. It's all amazing. Right.
Now, you ready to have a little fun?
Yeah.
You ready, Mother?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm just totally uncalled for.
Right.
I don't mean the poor man. Poor handsome boy.
Mother, we're so upset.
Poor Tom Selleck.
Calling the Rosie Show. I bet they have a comment line.
I certainly
Hold on.
Sterile.
Hold on. But it was busy today. Mandatory sterilization.
I watched the whole rest of the show to see if there would be any mention of it.
Right.
None. No mention at all. It's like she just went on with the shows. She had the kid from Star Wars on. She had Bob Barker on. She said, good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everybody. Drive safely. Just another day.
Oh, wow.
Tom Selleck gave her that smile at the end that says, you're stupid and I hate you. You know, and I feel on her side as far as the issue. I just wish that's just not the right form for that type of thing.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he was trying to get into a discussion with her. I mean, they didn't listen to the first part of it where he would talk, and then when he would talk, she would come on to that awful nails on the chalkboard voice.
Well, now, what do you mean? Come on!
Let me try this number.
What do you mean, mustards? The cheese!
2, 5. Uh-oh, got it. Okay. All right, now have some fun.
Fans who are gone on it.
Rosie,
our mother and I, we own muskets. We're very upset.
I fought in the Revolutionary War.
I'll never forget when my husband came home from fighting the Redcoats.
Where's your daughter, sir?
Yes, do you have a comment line?
Hello?
Hi, and welcome to the Rosie O'Donnell comment line.
That's it, yeah. Very polite.
Comments only. Any calls requesting tickets, addresses, or any other information will be unable to be returned. And remember, this may be used on the air or in any other media
channel. Please, believe this. Hello? Mother, I'm calling the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you got through, Father.
Mother?
Yes.
I want to tell you something, Rosie O'Donnell.
Tell her why we were so offended.
That Tom Selleck is a very nice young man, and I don't care if he wears the plaid shirts.
Right.
And his tight jeans.
He wasn't wearing a tie.
We like the Tom Selleck.
She was rude to him.
Rosie O'Donnell today was so mean.
Yes, that was uncalled for.
To Tom Selleck that, well, Mother and I were so upset we had to turn on Maury.
That's not a good thing to do, to take a very handsome fellow who was very good on, I love that show that he was on, Magnus and Pi.
That was an excellent show, Mother. I believe that show was filmed in Japan.
Yes, and he's a very lovely...
He's such a nice man.
And she was extremely rude.
And I owned a musket.
I do, too.
And frankly, we were put off with the way that Rosie O'Donnell treated Tom Selleck. Why, I told Mother,
yes,
if they weren't on TV...
Right.
I bet he would have popped her one right in her big fat face.
I tell you, we were so upset that she picked on poor Don Selleck. It was just not the right thing to do.
You know, if she wants to get in a fight with someone, why doesn't she get in a fight with that fruity band leader?
Yes, that one. He'd be a good one to have a fight, but not
Tom Selleck.
He's a guest, and she was rude.
And
we own muskets. Father shoots squirrels at Thanksgiving, and we...
And they are delicious the way you cook them in the crock pot.
To see the message, press 2. To re-record the message from the beginning, press 3. Or to cancel the message, press 4.
Is it 2?
I think it's 2.
Hello? Mother, I'm calling the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you got through, Father.
Mother? I want to tell you something, Rosie O'Donnell.
Tell her why we were so offended.
That Tom Selleck is a very nice young man, and I don't care if he wears the plaid shirts.
Right.
And his tight jeans.
He wasn't wearing a tie.
We liked the Tom Selleck.
She was
rude to him. Rosie O'Donnell today was so mean.
Yes, that was uncalled for.
Tom Selleck that, well, Mother and I were so upset we had to turn on Maury.
That's not a good thing to do, to take a very handsome fellow who's very good on, I love that show that he was on, Magnus and Pi.
That was an excellent show, Mother. I believe that show was filmed in Japan.
Yes, and he's a very lovely...
He's such a nice man.
And she was extremely rude.
And I own a musket.
Hey, I do, too.
And frankly, we were put off with the way that Rosie O'Donnell treated Tom Selleck. Why, I told Mother, if they weren't on TV...
Right.
I bet he would have popped her one right in her big fat face.
I tell you, we were so upset that you picked on poor Don Selleck. It was just not the right thing.
You know, if she wants to get in a fight with someone, why, Mother, why doesn't she get in a fight with that fruity band leader?
Yes, that one. He'd be a good one to have a fight, but not
Tom Selleck.
He's a guest. She was rude.
And we are rude.
We own muskets. Father shoots squirrels at Thanksgiving, and they are delicious.
To send this message, press 1. To review the message, press 2. Your message has been recorded. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, well, there you go. Father and Mother.
Made our 2 cents known to the world about Rosie O'Donnell.
I like the way it kind of just trails off at the end.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140. KHDK, Sacramento.
Hey,
And Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay. Tell them both to pray for civility and prayer.
Ooh.
Hey, it's giving God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-800-636-1067. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Legion Team. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know? I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WJFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
I like the mysticism.
Everybody loves Don and Mike. It's the Shabbos Goys in the Hood. Don and Mike.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, that wasn't very nice. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I just got back from Japan. Brought a toy with me that says a bunch of Japanese phrases, but one of them sounds a lot like an English phrase.
Is it one of those Japanese alarm clocks?
No, it's a little bird.
A little bird.
A little bird on a stick.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Okay, we'll give it a try here.
That he's going 60 miles an hour.
With his windows open.
With his windows open and a bad cell phone.
Yeah,
that's it.
Hit a bad cell site.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for sharing your little toy with us. I guess he's coming right back from the airport. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Keep on tracking. You and Bob said it. Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, I was just calling. I heard you're talking about Rosie O'Donnell, and she's been a shill for Kmart, which sells guns. So,
I read that in like the National Enquirer. Yeah.
Okay, but I've actually seen the ad. So there she is being a hypocrite, talking about Tom Selleck.
You know, I think it's frustrating for anybody that tries to take the moral high ground on any broadcast forum, especially when you're talking about a national celebrity, a television celebrity, a movie celebrity. You can, you know, when you trace people's careers, and if anybody's doing any kind of ads at all, you can find something anywhere for that. And that's why it's very difficult to take that kind of preachy attitude that she takes.
That's why we don't advertise anything. Mike and I have no endorsement deals.
That's right.
It's a twofold plan, actually. Well, the first part of the plan is nobody wants us.
Right.
And the second part of the plan is then we are free to say whatever we like about products.
About anybody.
About anything.
That's right. But, however, it should be noted that, throwing up with that green stuff at us, we'll endorse whatever the heck you want, you know.
Right.
New landmines by Mattel.
They're great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get them, kids. Play with them. Swap them. Trade them with your friends.
Great endorsement. Endorsement, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Well, yeah, that humming.
Trying to believe you. I think line five is on the fritz again. Hello?
Is there any problem? Has anybody noticed that the cellular phones of late, like the last week or so, have been a little more problematic than normal, or is it just me?
They have on this show, but
I think it's just our show.
Yeah.
It's not the time of year we get sunspots.
Just people trying to call our show with cell phone.
I guess those sunspots are just on my forehead.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Radio God.
Hey, Baldy.
Yeah, so you're sitting in bed, and you wake up, and there's someone squatting on top of you. They're about to take a dump on you. You have two options. Do you roll to the side, try to avoid it, or do you stick your hand up?
Like that doesn't happen to me every morning. Let me think what I did this morning.
I have an automatic response to that. I was thinking, as he was even mentioning that, I would roll to the side. Immediately, violently roll to the side.
Yeah, that's what I...
Well, probably. That would probably be the first reaction just about everybody.
I think you've got to avoid at all costs of getting on your head, you know?
Well, I mean, what you do is if you put your hands up and you're there's going to be stool touching your body.
Yeah,
but I tell you, when my mom did that to my brother and I, we got up for school. There was no problem with us being late for school.
And it's like one time you overslept. You remembered that message.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
My mom up on all fours, taking a crap on my head.
Oh,
wake up! You're going to miss the bus!
You've already missed breakfast.
Ma!
But, Ma!
No, there'll be no showering. Get to the bus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I got a...